Have you been using this computer over here?
I use it every morning.
Okay. You know the whole cookie system where the ads that pop up are like supposed to be ones that you relate to or ones that you're more likely to click on? I'm on ESPN.com. I just saw this. I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but I'm on ESPN.com, and the ad on the side of the page, tune in to WWE Fastlane live Sunday, March 5th on WWE Network.
Well, they're probably advertising that themselves. They probably paid for the advertising.
Okay.
Because ESPN actually now covers WWE. They have their own page on there and everything.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Oh, it's...
That's dumb.
Hey, what does ESPN stand for? What's E stand for?
I know it stands for entertainment, but that's dumb. And I also
that's a big argument.
I also think it's dumb that they have an esports page.
They don't really cover wrestling. They just have their own segment every week with Jonathan Coachman, who used to work for Vince.
Right.
And they just interview somebody every week. That's about all the coverage it gets.
By the way, if you don't know, esports is literally video games. They ESPN2 sometimes airs video games like as a sport.
I like to play video games. Playing video games is actually probably more popular than it's ever been. And I'm not talking just with kids. There are so many adults now that play. They even have their own world championships for just a certain video game these days. What, like Halo, like just kind of games like that, those shooter games.
I mean, I get why it's popular. I just I wouldn't put it on ESPN.com, but that's just
they have their own app where you can basically stream yourself playing video games and you can make money. A lot of people make money doing that.
The coaching carousel is starting to rev up. It's going to start to rotate here pretty soon. Mark Gottfried, who has been the coach at NC State for the last several seasons, has been fired. He is going to go ahead and coach out the rest of the year. NC State has lost three straight games, and they have not been pretty. They've lost three straight games by 30 points, 24 points, and then last night by 24 points as well. So three straight blowout losses for NC State. They are 14-13 overall and 3-11 in ACC play. So we're going to have to see where things start to turn from here as the coaching carousel in college basketball is always pretty exciting. And who knows with how things look right now with K-State. K-State may be directly involved in this at some point. That's still a little bit down the road. Certainly would not expect K-State to make any sort of change, even if they are, if they're going to make a change. I don't think it would be before the end of the season, but this is the first domino to fall, and it's always interesting to see who is the first to pull the trigger. In this case, it's NC State, and Mark Gottfried, I believe he's a solid coach. He's a solid recruiter.
Spring football,
but
starting next
probably
month for the
not
going to
be a guy that gets another chance
Lions,
at a big, you know, Power
the biggest
Five program.
Position
comes
battles
in,
to watch
least in
for
my
James
opinion.
Frank.
I don't understand why schools fire coaches before the season's over.
And then ask them to continue coaching the rest of the year.
I don't. This is so weird to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
like basically saying, like, to get the word out there, here's a couple theories I have. Get the word out there to other coaches that are thinking about looking at something better. Say, hey, the NC State job's open.
Yeah.
Kind of dangle the carrot in front of them, even though it's not that good of a job, really.
I think maybe you do it so that, like, maybe that lights a fire under the team and then they suddenly get hot and maybe win the conference tournament or something like that, find some backdoor way to get into the NCAA tournament. Then you actually have a really confusing situation because then do you still let them go in that case? I don't know. But, yeah, I don't really love that, but it's not totally rare. I mean, it does happen from time to time, both in college football and in college basketball. What's that famous George Strait song, All My Exes Live in Stillwater, Oklahoma? Is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called.
You know, I don't listen to a lot of country music, Tyler.
Oklahoma State beats TCU last night, 71-68.
Bad for K-State.
Is that so? Why?
It is. How come? Well, because now both those teams are that catapults.
Never really put it together. Never really stayed healthy.
Catapults not the right word.
Leapfrogs.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. In the Big 12 standings now, Oklahoma State, who has been pretty hot lately, are now above K-State. And
And they recently moved
in the polls,
Garrett Taylor,
the Big 12 polls.
And sort of
all those Bruce Weber haters
there,
out there who want K-State to lose and Oklahoma State to win because it proves their point, even though nobody listens to their point.
Well,
it's making their point look a little better.
OSU and TCU now have identical records, both overall and in Big 12 play. Both of them are 17-9 and 6-7 in conference. And I would say now that both, like last night's win was probably more of a good thing for Oklahoma State than it was a bad thing for TCU, if that makes sense. Oklahoma State still has some tough games left, and if you're looking at 8-10 being the minimum of what you need to do to get to the NCAA tournament, you know, you look at their schedule, they still have a game against KU. They still have road trips to both Iowa State and K-State. So winning at TCU last night is really nice for them, and you've got to have a lot of respect for what Brad Underwood has done with this OSU team. Remember, they started off the year 0-6 in Big 12 play. They were 0-6 in Big 12 play once upon a time. They then won five games in a row, although that did include a win over Arkansas in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. But overall, they have lost just since K-State beat them in Stillwater, they have lost one game.
Yeah,
and that was a while ago. So that is really impressive for Brad Underwood and company down there. The jury is still out on what kind of success he's going to have at Oklahoma State, and there are a lot of fans that can't believe that I would say something like that, but John and I have actually talked about this quite a bit. You can't be totally sure that Brad Underwood is going to turn Oklahoma State into a superpower because why? Because we have to see how he can recruit. He had some really good players when he was an assistant coach at K-State. Most of those were not recruited by him. They were Delonte Hill guys. Then he went to Stephen F. Austin where, I mean, he did fine with that. But again, at Stephen F. Austin and recruiting there is totally different than recruiting a place like Oklahoma State and competing against the teams that Oklahoma State has to compete against. So he's done a great job with this team. Leighton Hammonds has really developed into a nice player. He scored 21 points last night. Jeffrey Carroll, really nice player, scored 17 points last night. We all know about Juwan Evans. But let's see what he does on the recruiting trail. Let's see what kind of talent he brings in. Them getting to the NCAA tournament this year is a terrific start, but it is not the end-all, okay, this means that Brad Underwood is the best coach to ever live or something like that. You've got to see what he does with his own system and with his own talent when it gets there.
But it's impressive how they've turned their season around because you mentioned they have only lost one time since losing to the Cats on their home floor. But back then, to say Oklahoma State is a tournament team, that was a little funny because it didn't feel that way. Oklahoma State wasn't winning any big games. Now they're starting to turn that around. They're starting to get the train track. They're starting to get the train moving on the tracks. You know, they're starting to pick up some pace, get some momentum. For instance, a game that maybe when the SEC Big 12 Challenge went on didn't look so good, but let's recall they beat Arkansas by 28 points earlier this year, and Arkansas beat South Carolina. Was that last night?
Arkansas upset South Carolina in Columbia, actually.
So that is a huge win.
Yeah.
That just turns into a better win. Yeah, that just turns into a better win for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. But as of right now, their best win is still at West Virginia, somewhere K-State couldn't win last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to look better and better every week.
Yeah, and as far as their NCAA tournament hopes, as well as TCU, you just look at the Big 12 from top to bottom. Oklahoma's out. Texas is out. Texas Tech is holding on by a thread, barely, but I'm going to go ahead and say that they're out because of the schedule they have left. They still have to go to West Virginia. They have to go to Oklahoma State. They have to go to K-State. They also have a home game against Iowa State. And they, despite the fact that their record with K-State is very similar, I mean, you look at those two just at the surface and you would say, well, why is Texas Tech barely having a chance and K-State is still projected to be in right now? The reason is strength of schedule. Texas Tech was even worse than K-State in the non-conference, and I believe K-State is about 50 spots ahead of them on strength of schedule nationally right now.
But what, in my opinion, this where this kind of hurts K-State a little bit is right now K-State is a day one Big 12 tournament team, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Even though they're tied with Texas Tech for that seventh spot, they're a day one team. I feel if TCU would have won that ball game, that would have knocked TCU up another spot. And Oklahoma State would be on the same level as K-State and Texas Tech. That would give K-State a little bit more breathing room to say, okay, it's not time to panic yet. We can still win some ball games and still be a day two team in the Big 12 tournament. Now with Oklahoma State winning, they still got momentum. TCU is still a good team. Now they got to work a little bit harder, even though because they're going to play these two teams again, and it makes them more of a must win if you want to stay out of day one. And if you want K-State to be a tournament team, a day one win in the Big 12 tournament, in my opinion, isn't a big help. It's that day two win, and it would really help if they could get that extra day of rest leading into that game.
I think K-State is the Big 12 team that has the most uncertainty with the NCAA tournament right now. I think that it is pretty well established that Texas Tech will not be there. I think that we're getting more and more established that Iowa State is going to be in there, Oklahoma State and TCU. The question is K-State, and it really could go either way. I know that a lot of people right now are totally counting that out. I will just say that K-State does have three games left against who I perceive to be the three worst teams in the conference, and that starts this weekend with a road trip at Texas. You win that game if you take care of business at Oklahoma. You still have home games left against, you know, Texas Tech, or you still have a home game left against Texas Tech. That gives you an opportunity. But anyway, we will cross that bridge when we get there, and we have a lot more to talk about K-State related later on in the show. Bruce Weber's job status being talked about more than ever and by more people than ever. I definitely noticed that after last night's loss to Iowa State. Chime in on our poll question. If you think that Bruce Weber should not return as K-State's basketball coach next year, would your mind change if they made the tournament? That is today's poll question. You can check it out on Twitter at TheGameKMAN. We're going to go to our next break. When we come back, a five-star point guard is headed to the Big 12, but not to the destination you would expect. What's it mean for the program that just nabbed a big one from the jaws of Kansas? I'll talk about that next on The Game.